All right, fellas, I'm going to get started. Here's what we're doing. Okay? I'm doing this based off of what your offensive line rotation is today. So doesn't mean with the first group, second group, whatever. It just means for today, this is how we're doing this. Okay, just in terms of stance and alignment, okay, you guys have this page in your playbook. Please get it out so you can read and see how it goes. At the end of the week, you're going to have to be able to play different spots. Okay, I'm going to tell you a saying you hear in the league all the time, the more you can do. Okay, position flexibility is incredibly important. Okay, so don't get so locked in on, man, I can play right guard. If you play right guard, you should also be able to, I'm talking about field goal wise, you ought to play all four interior spots and probably one spot on the outside. When you get to this group, okay, in the National Football League, this is the most thankless job there is. You've got to have low pads. If you expose your pads, told the guys last night, first thing's going to hit the back of your head, okay, or get grass stained on your jersey, because you ain't going to be able to maintain 350 and 350 in this position. Okay, so what we're going to ask you to do, okay, is put your hand down on that player's foot, okay, next to you. Okay, leave it there, okay, and step at a 45 degree angle and get your cleats in the ground, not your toe in the ground, your cleats, all those studs, all that. Get them in the ground as fast as you can. That's what happens in field goal protection. First one to get their cleats in the ground wins. Okay, as long as your pads are low. Break it on the hit. Ready? Perfect. Go to your meeting.